Hey everybody, I just made a post saying that if you join the Way of the Dragon, wait, what? No, that's my old course. My new course, Writing with the Sword, they're often conflated in my mind because they're back to back. But anyway, if you join Writing with the Sword, which is my course on copywriting, I'm going to make you write copy and share it every single day. Now, that comes with some caveats. You're an adult, I'm an adult, I don't control you, I don't wish to control you. Hi, there's no way I can make you do anything or not make you do anything. What I will do is suggest that you write every day, and I will lay out a roadmap that makes it easy for you to write every day, that takes out the guesswork as to what to write and how to write and how to get yourself in the zone as easily as possible. Like, I will give you everything that helps and then suggest that you do it. You don't have to. Like I said, you're an adult with freedom and sovereignty. You can do whatever you want. I will lay out a guideline, a roadmap, whatever, for you to write every day, because that is what I believe will help you the most. But you can say, I'm gonna write every weekday, so 5 out of 7 days, or I'm gonna write every other day because that's how I choose to ease into my own flow. Totally fine. You have to trust your own judgment on that. I will support whatever it is that you're doing as long as it's moving you forward in some way. Now, I want to talk about the resistance that some of you may have when you think about the idea of writing copy every single day. I don't know why there's like so many like flyaway hairs. That looks crazy, but whatever. If you're like, my course is 7 weeks long, and I'm gonna ask you to write every single day, write and share every single day, copywriting. And if you're like, oh my God, what? If you get like a hyperventilating reaction around that, I wanna address what might be happening, okay? So if the idea of writing copy every single day makes you hyperventilate, if it makes you uncomfortable, if it makes you like, if you doubt that you can do it, here's what might be going on. One is that doubt, that reaction is showing you how much you trust the flow of your own writing. Because, listen to this, if I were to tell you for 7 weeks straight, every single day you have to speak, I bet no one would freak out. Everyone would be like, that's fine, I speak anyway. I speak many, many, many times a day. It's not a problem. Because you don't second guess before you speak. You have thoughts, you speak them in ways that are natural to you. Speaking is natural to you. And the only difference between speaking and writing is speaking, you use your physical voice, you use your vocal cords to express what's in here and put it out there. And in writing, you take what's in here and then you use your fingers to type them out or write them out or whatever. There's no difference except the medium between speaking and writing. And just contemplate the difference to you between, I'm gonna speak words every single day for 7 weeks versus I'm going to write copy every single day for 7 weeks. Because I guarantee you, if you're like most of my clients, you have thoughts about your offer. You have thoughts about your business every single day. You might even speak about them every day to yourself or whatever, to your family, to your friends, whatever. So that's the only difference. So somebody said in the comments, writing is more permanent though. In some ways, yeah. And also, if you say something to somebody and they remember it permanently, that's also permanent. And while it is permanent, it's so fascinating because also, like, who remembers what you posted a month ago, or even 2 days ago, or even 2 hours ago? You know, there's such a rapid and vast flow of information. Everything gets shoved down the vastness of the internet. You know, it's that internet has such a short memory. And so it's true. it's true in some ways, and it's also very inconsequential in other ways. Like, one thing that I often like to say is that whatever you write, it's just pixels on somebody's screen. That's it. We make it so heavy. Whatever you write, it's pixels on someone's screen. And most likely, this is true with even my stuff, right? Somebody will glance at it for half a second and then scroll and move on with their day. Honestly. Okay, so that's the first thing, right? The difference between how much you trust you to speak, how much you trust yourself to speak every day versus how much you trust yourself to write every day. What would change for you if you trusted your own flow of writing copy as much as you trusted your own flow of speaking words with your voice? Okay, and here's the second thing. The extent to which writing copy every single day for 7 weeks makes you uncomfortable, I'm sorry to say this, I don't mean to be mean about it, but it shows you whether you're approaching copywriting like an amateur or like a pro. And here is the only difference between an amateur and a pro. A pro isn't like morally superior than an amateur. A pro is somebody who has trained themselves not to have a lot of emotional attachment in each of their output, right? If you ask a pro painter, like professional painter, hey, I want you to make a painting every single day for a month, right? It doesn't matter how good it is, just has to be a painting every single day. They'll be like, yep, got it. Because they know how to sit down and just do the thing and not get super attached by, oh my God, is this good? Is this expressing my soul? Like, they know how to sit down and do the work because they see it as a craft. They don't see it in this like very precious, overly heavy, meaning-laden way, right? Something that pros of anything, right? Like, I used to be around a lot of professional singers, right? When they go do a job, they sing, they might be the best work they ever did, might not be the best work they ever did, and then they're like, okay, that was a job, and they move on with their day, right? So there's not this insane emotional involvement in every piece of their creative output. So people who have trained themselves to think like great copywriters, it's the same for them. They're like, okay, I sit down every day, crank something out, that's fine. And if you're like, oh my God, but that's probably, sorry, I don't mean to do that in a way. I'm not making fun of you. It's just, you know, we can all get into that mode when it comes to different things that have emotional weight to us, right? So this, the question I want to ask you is what would change for you? What would be different for you when you can approach copywriting like a professional? And because if you have your own business, then you are a professional copywriter on behalf of your own business, and learn how to think like a professional where you're like, I can trust myself to sit down and crank something out and it's no big deal. There's no big drama. It's fine, right? So that's the second part that I also want to tell you about. I want to address this too, right? Somebody said in the comments, you also can't use phrasing, tone, and other verbal cues when writing. It's why miscommunication/misunderstanding is so common between people in text messaging. So obviously there's a level where that's very true, and it takes more skill and more, you know, ability to read nuance in order to write in a way where you wish to be, you know, understood the way you mean it. And also, the same thing, if you think about it, the same thing is true in like real life talking as well. Like, how many times in your life have you said something and had the other person receive it in a way that you totally didn't intend, or they received it through their own filter, right? And you're like, wait, that's not how I meant it at all. And they're like, well, that's how I heard it. Like, how many times have you had that in real life, right? So if the fear is being misunderstood, right, there's definitely a component where your writing skill comes into that, for sure. But also another big part of it is kind of, you know, coming to terms with the fact that if you are using your voice in any way, you are going to be misunderstood at some point by someone. And if you are using your voice in front of a large group of people, then you are going to be misunderstood by a lot of people. This is the same whether I'm giving a speech in real life, whether I'm addressing a group of people in real life, or whether I am writing to an audience, right? So if you want to avoid being misunderstood, I'm sure this is like a quote somebody else said at some point, but if you want to make sure that you're never misunderstood, better not speak anything at all and shut up. That way you'll never be misunderstood, and there's no such thing as being so precise with your words and be so skillful with language that no one ever misunderstands you. That is not a thing, right? Somebody said, everyone's going to hear through their own filter anyway. You can only do your best to communicate through your own integrity. Yes, amen. Okay, so the third thing I want to tell you is that people who, you know, if you freak out at the thought of maybe writing every single day, you might be believing that writing well and writing better is on the other side of something that's outside of yourself, like having the right skills or having the right frame of mind or having the right idea or something like that, something that's outside of yourself. Whereas people who are good at writing and get better at writing know that writing better comes from writing more, right? So that really is it. Quantity makes quality. Your voice, your unique, strong writing voice isn't like out there. I always say it's not out there lost in the woods and you have to go put your safari hat on and go find your voice because it's missing. Your voice is not missing. It's in here. And you dig it up by using it again and again and again, which is why I would love to be able to lie to you and say, if you write copy once a week for seven weeks, that's the same as if you write every day for 7 weeks. I would love to be able to tell you that because that's less uncomfortable, but it's just not true. You using your voice once every week is gonna yield vastly different results than you using your voice every single day, because using your voice is how you hone your voice. Using your voice is how you dig up your voice, your unique, powerful voice. And so, you know, and while my course is 7 weeks, I really do intend the contents of the course to nourish you for a lifetime. Like with every course I teach, that is my hope. And I'm so gratified that every course I teach, people do reflect back like, oh, this is like, I'm going to work on this for the rest of my life. Like this is going to feed me as an ongoing practice. And I'm like, it's rich enough, right? That it can feed you for a long time. And I know that that's my goal for this course as well. And I'm confident that I can achieve it. So there's no rush. Like if you don't do everything perfectly every single day for 7 weeks, it's not like you're fucked. Like that's going to be the beginning of the journey in so many ways. So it's okay. You can take it at a pace that works for you. And the most important thing is that you do it in a way where you are finding meaning and joy and kind of a joyful challenge in it that enables you to be able to keep it up after the course is over. But yeah, quantity makes quality. So that's why, while you decide what's best for you, I am going to make it as easy and supportive and inspiring and fun as possible. Not to say that there won't be challenging moments, but as fun and easy and doable, accessible as possible for you to write every single day for 7 weeks. Believe me. You and your business will be in a vastly different place night and day before and after these 7 weeks. And because it's hard to do this kind of condensed work alone, I want to save you years of time, years of just like circling around the same challenges, years of being blocked by the same old patterns. Like I just want to bust through in 7 weeks, and you will. I'll make it very difficult for you to not be able to do that. And so I just wanted to tell you a little bit about that. And I wanted you to like really think of, I wanted you to get excited about the challenge of writing every day for 7 weeks. Okay. I got to go take my kid outside. So I will talk to you later. If you have any questions, leave it in the comments. Bye.